This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. This is Chris Witz. Welcome to Morning Devotions. Thinking today again about the word love and mercy. That was the movie that I saw featuring the wonderful story of Brian Wilson, who wrote that song in 1988. Well, the parable in the Bible of the Good Samaritan represents the essence of what Jesus said. Some people, of course, have the attitude, well, what's mine is mine. You can't have it. And that's the sort of thought that the priest and the Levite who had, they passed by this man, you might know the story, the man who was wounded and robbed. And others said, well, look, what's yours is mine. If I can get it, they don't really care. But the Good Samaritan, he was different. He lays out for us, I think, in today's era, the way to become a compassionate person. If you want to be merciful, you must see. You've got to see the person who needs mercy. The priest and the Levite, we're told in the Bible, saw and passed by on the other side. They saw this poor man. They didn't really see him. The Samaritan saw him, not just as a statistic of violence or a victim, but he saw the person. And if you want to be that person of mercy, you've got to let your feelings play a significant role here. We're told in Luke chapter 10, the story, that the Good Samaritan took pity on him. When you think about it, he could have played it safe by rationalizing that, well, look, what's it to do with me? I'm a member of another race and culture, and I'm really the wrong person. But no, he let the emotion of compassion influence what he did and his behavior. So it's not just thinking about doing something, it's actually taking action. And we're told in Luke's gospel, the Good Samaritan went to that man. He moved outside his own comfort zone. He had experienced plenty of pain, I guess, the Good Samaritan, discrimination against himself. He knew all about it. And he thought, well, but I can do something. And so he was using the resources. He used his first aid kit, if you like. Yeah, he literally did. His animal, his money for the board and the room for this friend of his, and his time in helping this half-dead man regain his well-being. Sometimes we can justify our failure by not showing mercy, by saying to ourselves, well, look, I can't help everybody. It's just impossible. Yes, that's true. We can't help everybody. But has God put people in your life who you can help? Do you see them? Do you feel for them? Are you doing anything on their behalf? And we're told that those who give mercy will also receive it. That's what the Bible says. So if I'm a merciful person, I'll help those who are hurting, because it says in Proverbs chapter 3, do not withhold good from those who need it when it is your power to act. So it's all about not just thinking, but doing, showing practical assistance, love in action. And when we only feel sorrow for someone and we've got the power to help, we're not being like Jesus. Now, it says in the Bible, 1 John 3, suppose a person had enough to live on and notices another in need. How can God's love be in that person if he doesn't bother to help? Dear children, it says, we must show love through actions, not through empty words. That's 1 John 3, 17 to 18. If you have the opportunity, you've got to show it. It was like John Wesley, who used to have that motto, do all you can by all the means you can, in all the ways that you can, to all the people you can, for as long as you can. And the Bible just seems to reiterate that. As we have the opportunity, let's do good to all people. That's in Galatians chapter 6, verse 10. So the Greek word for mercy actually means to show compassion, to feel sympathy. John MacArthur says that mercy is not the silent, passive pity that never seems to help in a tangible way. It's genuine compassion with a pure, unselfish attitude that reaches out to help. Well, there it is. It's the idea of giving mercy. And Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5, happy are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Well, Father God, we always want to go our own way. We like to make our own plans, and sometimes we don't bother with other people. We can be selfish, Lord, but how different it is to you, showing mercy, listening to everything we say. And we know, Lord, that we want to be people who are concerned for others, to show compassion, to show mercy. Thank you that with your help we can. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.